Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Is that a definitely vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is your age?
Oh, good God. I think I'm 43.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Oh, I'm white.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
As something else.
And thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Is a 10 if it is the most important? A 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And starting with protecting abortion rights.
Well, that's a 10. That's really important to me.
From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education?
5.
Thank you. Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
7.
Lowering rent?
Five.
Thank you so much. Funding for mental health services?
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs?
7.
Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
At 5.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Starting with Tina Kotek.
Five.
Thank you. Laurie Chavez de Rima.
I've never heard of her.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum.
Never heard of her.
Republicans in Congress.
All of the Republicans in Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a 0.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
I've never heard of them.
McDonald's?
Never heard of them.
Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 0. I'm not a fan of them either.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Can you repeat the name again?
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Is she the VP?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, 0. I don't like her.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
He's a zero.
And Joe Biden?
He's a zero.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden?
At this point, Trump.
I'm sorry. Would you vote for Donald Trump?
Yeah, right now, yeah, I would vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
The Democrat.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
Probably no chance at all.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I've never heard of her, so I don't know what she's doing. I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay, thank you. No, don't worry. Thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me tell you we have completed the 63% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Jeanine Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems for homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And the other one says, serving in the State House since 2016, Jeanine Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Jeanine wants to make sure that her work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Jeanine Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
The Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, what specifically stuck out most to you about Jeanine Bynum?
Look, I'm a libertarian. I am extremely liberal on a lot of stuff, and I tend to vote that way. Just so happens I don't agree with Biden as president, so I'm a liberal. I typically do not like the Republican candidates. That's my only thing. But I have not received my voter's pamphlet. I have not been able to read through all of this stuff, so I can't answer any of your questions accurately.
I completely understand. Don't worry. I thank you so much about that. Well, now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Jeanine Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not a convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with the Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. After hearing this statement, how convincing it is for you from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. The next one says, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. How convincing is this for you from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And now, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10, how convincing is for you?
10.
Thank you. And by last, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better. But as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't coming in. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you so much. And, well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Yeah, probably the Democrat.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. Lori Chavez DeRemer opposes a women's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe v. Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. This for you is a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all that make you troubled you about supporting the Reamer.
Oh, well, whatever the lowest number I can give that, that's what I'm giving it. I don't know. I don't support that whatsoever.
All right, thank you. And, well, just one more statement about this. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez DeRemer, isn't it bringing down the cost of living? She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. And, well, the question was that, please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Oh, just somewhat.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
Probably the Democrat.
Thank you so much. These are the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a college degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Why does that matter? I mean, I'm married, but that's totally an irrelevant question about anything pertaining to what you just asked me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger?
Oh, no, I'm not answering any questions about children. Nope.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Heck yeah, I am.
No, or are you?
Yes, I am a very active member of my union.
And only you or any other member of your household?
I'm not going to speak for them. You're surveying me, and I'm only going to answer questions about me.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I'm not going to answer that question. It is completely irrelevant to this conversation.
All right. Well, then that is how we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.